This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so here is the United Nations ruling. I just talked about it in the pregame of the show. We call it the pregame because our TV show matches with our national radio show, and there's 6 minutes at the top of a radio show for news and traffic and weather in local cities all around the United States. I'm syndicated nationwide. And then we come back, and this is the new open of the show to match TV and radio. Everyone joining us. United Nations said today, it's unlawful for governments to return people to countries where their lives might be threatened by the climate crisis, a landmark ruling by the United Nations Human Rights Committee. The judgment, the first of its kind, represents a legal tipping point and a moment that opens the doorway to future protection claims for people whose lives and well-being have been threatened due to global warming and climate change. The tens of millions of people are expected to be displaced by global warming in the next decade. This is the way they're looking to destroy America. And when I say weapons of mass destruction, see, that's not a distraction. That's the war on you. And the distraction, the weapon of mass distraction, is the impeachment hearing. And there's no doubt in my mind, if Republicans do not win back the House in November of 2020, this November, and President Trump is reelected, it doesn't matter if it's by electoral landslide, without the House, if we don't have the House, there's going to be nonstop impeachment trials against President Trump for the entire 4 years of his second term. So they're going to keep distracting you and distracting you when in reality what they want is open borders and flood the country with illegal foreigners who are going to bankrupt this country and continue to murder and rape and assault, etc., etc. And don't think I'm saying all illegals are bad or all foreigners are bad or all immigrants are bad. I'm not. But some of them are bad. And the ones who are bad have got to be deported, and the ones who are bad have got to be kept out in the first place. And Democrats want them all in because they'll vote and give the Democrats power. So here's a good example. Biden won't deport drunk-driving illegals, and Bernie Sanders considers tearing down the existing wall between the United States and Mexico. In an apparent effort to out-virtue signal one another, Democratic presidential frontrunners Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden unleashed a smorgasbord of illegal immigrant pandering ideas. The initial response by Tom Homan, the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, was that Joe Biden has lost his mind after Biden suggested he would not deport illegal aliens convicted of drunk driving if he were president. As the Daily Caller reported today, former VP said, if elected to the White House, he would issue an executive order that would require ICE to only remove individuals who have committed felonies. And so here's what the former head of ICE had to say about this. Joe Biden was in Congress for decades. He knows how this works. There is no prerequisite. You commit any crime, you're removed from the United States if you're here illegally. This is the way the law is written in statute. I oversaw, he said, the removal of 1 million illegal aliens. Over 100,000 of them were DUI convictions, meaning drunk driving convictions, and many didn't have convictions at all. They were just here illegally. So certainly the tune has changed. We didn't hear a peep from Joe Biden back when he was vice president on this issue. So in other words, what Homan is saying is all this removal and deportations happened while Biden was VP and Obama was president of the United States, and nobody said a word. And this is how radical the Democratic Party has become. I called it radical for 8 years under Obama, but now it's eons more radical. Now they're willing to come out and say publicly out loud what they only whispered, what they only dared whisper about illegals. Let them all in. Give them all insurance. Give them all free college. Give them all welfare. Let them have anything they want. Medicare for all. It's just amazing. But compared to other contenders for the Democrat presidential nomination, Biden is still considered one of the moderate voices on immigration. That's saying something, right? When Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts talk about illegal immigration, they openly call for the decriminalization of illegal immigration and a total moratorium on deportations. Bernie Sanders also said on Monday that he would consider tearing down the existing border wall if he's elected, because he feels this wall or fence, this barrier on the U.S.-Mexico border is symbolic, and I guess he thinks it's symbolic of racism. He claimed tearing down the wall may be the correct thing to do, but it depends on how much it's going to cost. Should you tear it down? I don't know. Maybe the answer is yes, he said. Is that something you're willing to consider, tearing down the existing fencing between the U.S. and Mexico? And Sanders' answer was, yes, I will consider it. So, all things considered, the Democratic Party is absolutely nuts. Now we jump to Molly Tibbetts, because the murder trial is going on for the killer of Molly Tibbetts, who was a beautiful 20-year-old Iowa gal. I believe she was going to the University of Iowa, and she was murdered and left in her body was left in a cornfield in Iowa. She was out jogging, and an illegal alien from Mexico murdered her. So this illegal alien, his name is Christian Bahina Rivera, 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, charged with Molly Tibbetts' murder. And I want you to hear the defense of this terrible illegal alien murderer who came to this country and snuffed out the life of a beautiful young gal. His lawyers are now arguing that his very limited Mexican education enabled him to speak to law enforcement without understanding his Miranda rights. His legal team is Chad and Jennifer Freeze, so it must be a husband and wife team. And they argued in their request to the Supreme Court that Bahena Rivera's position as an immigrant with a very limited Mexican education made him unfamiliar with the United States criminal justice system and therefore prevented him from understanding the Miranda warning he was given. In other words, he should not have spoken to the police and admitted he murdered the girl. If he hadn't admitted he murdered the girl, they may never have had a chance to arrest him or convict him. And he didn't know that he didn't have a choice. He thought that he had to speak to the police because he didn't understand the Miranda rights. Why? Because he doesn't speak proper English and because he has a poor Mexican education. Now, folks, if that's the argument, first of all, you could use that argument on lots and lots of criminals in the United States who aren't even illegal aliens. I mean, most criminals are dumb. If they weren't dumb, they wouldn't be a criminal, right? The smart guys become lawyers and doctors and police officers, right? The dummies become criminals. You're a criminal because you're dumb. So to make the argument that my client is dumb, is stupid, with a limited Mexican education, this is their argument, not mine, not Wayne Root, and he doesn't speak English well enough to understand his Miranda rights, you're making my argument why he shouldn't have been in the United States in the first place. You're making my argument why we need walls to keep people who are not very smart, not very talented, not very skilled, have limited English and limited Mexican education or Chinese education or Israeli education or Russian education, whatever it is, if it's limited because they come from a poor country with a lousy educational system and they don't speak English and it's going to predispose them to a lifetime of crime, why do I want them in my country in the first place? I want legal immigrants who are educated, who come to America, who come with some money, who come with some talent, who come with relatives already in the country, who come with a job waiting for them already in the country. And, you know, if you can't do that, then you shouldn't be coming in. You're making the case for President Trump and the Trump wall. That's why we want the wall. You're letting in bad people. Bad people. All right, one more story on illegal immigration. Hundreds of non-citizens were registered to vote in Illinois, and the state of Illinois says it's due to a programming error. The exact number is 574 non-U.S. citizens were registered to vote in the 2018 election in Illinois, and they voted illegally. Some of them voted illegally. Illinois is admitting that. Once again, I think it's a weapon of mass distraction. It's a head fake. It's three-card Monty. It's a shell game. Look under this shell. We're admitting 574 people that weren't supposed to vote were registered to vote even though they were illegal aliens and non-citizens of this country. But you know what the real truth is? Illegals are voting by the millions across this country. It even says in this article that illegal aliens are allowed to get driver's licenses in Illinois. And when they get driver's licenses, they are automatically registered to vote. There it is. There it is. So don't tell me it's 574 people. You don't think every illegal in the state of Illinois is out to get a driver's license? And once they get it, they're automatically registered to vote? You don't think hundreds of thousands of them are voting? So what they do, liberals, is they announce we caught 574 who were not supposed to be voting, so that you forget that there are hundreds of thousands in a state like Illinois who are illegally voting, and they act like they're the good guys with the white hats, the Democrats who run the state, because they caught 574 of them. They don't mention the hundreds of thousands that got through, because everyone is automatically registered to vote. That's exactly what happened in my home state. I do this show every night from my studio in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's exactly what happened in Nevada. We've been Californicated, and we've been overrun by illegal aliens. Nevada used to be one of the most Republican-red, reliably Republican-red states in the United States of America on every level, the presidential level, but also on the governor level, lieutenant governor level. Every major office was run by Republican-red Nevadans. And now it's all blue, a sea of blue. Why? Every election decided by just a tiny bit, small margins. Illegal aliens are getting driver's licenses every day by the thousands in Nevada. And they all are registered to vote automatically. They don't even have to ask. They have to actually say, I don't want it. Otherwise, you automatically get registered to vote. And once you go vote with that driver's license, nobody knows that you're not an American citizen because it looks the same as an American citizen's driver's license. So they're all voting. And that's what tipped the scales in my home state of Nevada. A warning to America. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. You know, if you did not watch last night's show, something is worth repeating if you happen to see it. But if you didn't see it, I want to repeat it and make sure you hear about it and see it. The Trump campaign should run on this chart. There's a new chart out. Average unemployment rate by each president in the last 50 years in the first 35 months of their term. Reagan, average unemployment 9% in the first 35 months. Obama, 9.3%, even worse. H.W. Bush, meaning George W. Bush's dad, 5.9%. Bill Clinton, 6.2%, and W. Bush, as in George W. Bush, 5.5%. Trump, 3.9% in his first 35 months, the average unemployment. It's the lowest unemployment in history, and the media is hiding this from you, but that's not the only thing that should matter. It's a 50-year low, great news, but also workers' wages have been rising faster than ever before, and the actual blue-collar employee wages are rising faster than their bosses. That hasn't happened in decades. The numbers are amazing. And Charles Payne of Fox Business said the first time that happened, first month it happened, was September of 2018. And it's happened every single month except one since then, where the blue-collar workers' wages have grown faster than their supervisors. So adding to those positive economic numbers, the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia released a report showing manufacturing activity is rebounding from a slump in the second half of 2019. 30% of the firms they questioned, they surveyed, said that business was going down, declining, 30%. 44% said improving. So good news. Good news. And for the first time in 26 years, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we have seen income gains in every metropolitan area in the United States of America. And we've also seen 45 states seeing their state tax revenue back to pre-recession levels. So back to where they were before the giant recession of 2008 through, say, 2010 or so. So the Trump campaign should just be screaming these numbers from the top of mountains. Great numbers. Also, from yesterday's show, I want to just make sure a couple things, a couple points hit home with you. For the people who heard them yesterday, and for those who didn't hear them yesterday, I want to make sure you hear them. So Trump's immigration reforms, specifically his public charge rule, is all about getting illegal aliens off of welfare. Why should illegals get welfare and food stamps, right? Big business is scared to death, including Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Walmart, and all the big companies are mad because if illegals have less welfare and food stamps, they have less to spend in their stores and at their companies and at their websites. This is what's happened to America. Big business has sold us out. All they care about is that all the illegals come in the front door and they get out their EBT cards and they get out their food stamps and they start buying. And they think they're getting rich off that. And if you stop that racket, that scam, then Walmart makes less money and Target makes less money and Sears makes less money. Well, actually, Sears can't make much less money. They're already pretty close to being out of business, right? So these companies are scared to death to lose business. But as I said on last night's show, that money has to come from somewhere. First of all, it's creating national debt, which is going to drive this country into massive decline and someday put us just out of business as a country. But number two, it comes in the form of higher taxes. So you're taking money away from middle-class people who would have spent it at those same stores. They would have spent it at Facebook. They would have spent it at Target. They would have spent it at Sears. They would have spent it at Walmart. And instead, you're putting in the hands of illegal aliens to spend it at the same stores. This is a flawed argument and a flawed business model. Leave the money with the people who earned it. Stop ripping the middle class off, stealing our money, and redistributing it to illegal aliens who don't even belong in the country, don't speak English, who have no skills, who live on welfare and food stamps forever, and screw us over, and hurt the economy, and build up the national debt. All right. When we get back, I am going to finally touch just a little bit on this impeachment hearing, and I've got good news. I've got a great quote from Rand Paul. I've got a great quote from Alan Dershowitz. I've got a great quote from the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I've got state attorney generals all over America rejecting impeachment. And then I'll talk a little bit about a very hot news topic, or at least what should have been the number one news story in America, that you never heard anything about, I'll bet you. Because James O'Keefe and Project Veritas struck again, and they got another Bernie Sanders staffer to say he wants to re-educate you, brainwash you, or murder you. I'll bet you didn't hear it on the evening news. I'll be right back. Wayne Root.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial continues against President Trump, Democrats are continuing to hammer home the point that the president solicited foreign interference in the 2020 U.S. election. As far as what sort of defense we can expect from the president's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, one of those attorneys, joins Fox News and says,
yeah, well, look, I mean, in part, we're responding to what they're saying, but we're also going to put on an affirmative case that not only what the president was completely legal, completely constitutional, perfectly legal, perfectly constitutional, perfectly appropriate, but that the idea that this reaches the level of impeachment, legally speaking, is really absurd.
Boeing is planning to begin production of its 737 MAX before regulators give the green light on the aircraft. The aerospace giant's new CEO told reporters that they have to get the line started up again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm going to lead off this segment with some news that could have been one of the biggest news stories in America, but nobody covered it. It's really quite amazing. If Project Veritas and James O'Keefe were liberal Democrats, he'd be the hero and the darling of Hollywood, and he'd be making hundreds of millions of dollars. Hollywood, he'd win the Nobel Prize. Hollywood would give him movies. Hollywood would give him documentaries. He'd get multi-million dollar book deals, but instead he's buried, and no one in the news will let anything he does out. He does such a great job, James O'Keefe. He is the greatest conservative journalist in America. And just a week ago, he released a video of a Bernie Sanders staffer basically saying all of us should be sent to re-education camps, all of us conservatives and Republicans, to gulags, and that the Soviet Union was great, and there was nothing wrong with gulags. They were fair, and everything was fine. They needed the education, the re-education, and that if we don't get re-educated, we should be killed. And nobody in the media says a word about it. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is rising to the top of all the polls. And here in Nevada, where I live, the Teachers Union of Las Vegas, the Clark County Teachers Union, just endorsed Bernie Sanders for President of the United States. Does that surprise anybody? Of course not. That's what teachers teach your children. Socialism, Marxism, communism. So Project Veritas comes out yesterday with another video of another Bernie Sanders staffer, a guy named Martin Weisgerber. Martin Weisgerber. A second Bernie Sanders field organizer has been caught on undercover camera extolling the virtues of gulags. Only this one could barely contain himself over arming himself for the effing revolution. And he doesn't say effing, he says the word. I'm ready to tear bricks up. I'm ready to start fighting. I'll straight up get armed. I'm ready for the effing revolution, bro. He dreams of dissolving the Senate, dissolving the House of Representatives, and dissolving the Supreme Court and the judicial branch so that someone like Bernie Sanders and a cabinet of people chosen by Bernie can make all the decisions about climate change. What will help is when we send all Republicans to the re-education camps, he says. Can you imagine Mitch McConnell in a gulag? Lindsey Graham. The Bernie organizer then tries to sell this undercover journalist on the virtues of gulags, meaning Soviet gulags, where they killed people and had them pounding rocks, tortured them, died of exhaustion in those camps. He says they were founded as re-education camps, which used gulag prisoners to build, and which Weisgerber claims people came from America to work on. By the way, 25,000 people died working and building in those camps. But he seems to think it's fair and it's wonderful. He's also, by the way, when you look at his social media site, Weisgerber, is an aspiring rapper who hates Israel, police officers, women, and of course all Trump supporters. This is who supports Bernie Sanders. This is Antifa. This is radical people that are on the Sanders team, and nobody's talking about it. You won't hear about it on any show but this one. All right, so for the first time in tonight's show at about 8:39 East Coast time, so 39 minutes into the show, mark it down, I'm finally going to discuss the impeachment trial in the Senate. I don't think it's the most important news in America, and I think it should be buried to the back of the show, not the front, because it's so ridiculous. It doesn't deserve that type of significant coverage, as you'll see on the evening news tonight, but not on my show. So finally we get to it. Rand Paul, great news, says 45 Republican senators are prepared to dismiss the charges against President Trump right now, which means he's acquitted. It's over. Now, would I like to get all 53 Republican senators? Yeah. Will we get all 53? I think probably there's a decent chance. I think there's a couple question marks like Mitt Romney and the gal from Alaska whose name escapes me, but Murkowski. But right now, 45 Republican senators, he says, would vote to dismiss, to acquit. And 45 is all you need. That's it. You know? And I also want to quote last night Rand Paul. Oh, no, actually, it was Ted Cruz I quoted last night. It was Ted Cruz, who had the great line. Nancy Pelosi says Trump will be impeached forever. But what Nancy Pelosi doesn't understand is Trump will be acquitted forever. Acquitted forever. Once you're acquitted, you're not impeached anymore. It's over. It's like a trial, and they charge you with murder. But if you get acquitted, you're not a murderer. And there's no murder on your record. You were acquitted. You're innocent. That's it. Same thing with an impeachment. You're not impeached forever. You're acquitted forever. So Rand Paul says 45 Republicans prepared to dismiss the charges right now. He told the Washington Post, on day two of the Senate impeachment trial today, 45 Republicans ready to dismiss the charges against Trump. And he says 5 to 8 are wanting to hear just a little bit more. I would like to dismiss it right now, but there aren't the votes to do it right now. But he said the more that Adam Schiff speaks, the more united the Republican senators become, and the more that they are absolutely for acquittal. So every time Schiff opens his mouth, he drives people insane, batty, negative, and they want to acquit President Trump on the Senate floor. Good news. More good news from Alan Dershowitz. Pelosi doesn't understand what impeachment is. If Trump is acquitted, the impeachment disappears. Nancy Pelosi doesn't understand, says renowned Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz, because she said Trump will be impeached forever. An impeachment is simply a grand jury presentation, and just as being found innocent by a jury removes an indictment, a Senate acquittal makes an impeachment disappear, Dershowitz says. So even, she says, even if the president is acquitted, the impeachment stands. No, that's like saying if a person is indicted and the jury quits 12-0 in 5 minutes, he's still indicted. He's not. The impeachment disappears. The impeachment is only a grand jury presentation. So, and I also don't want you to forget, and Dershowitz reminded us, that Democrats wanted to impeach President Ronald Reagan for abuse of power. And thank God it never happened. So things haven't changed that much. Remember, I talk about it all the time on this show. I went to Columbia University in 79 through 83. So I was there for Reagan's election. I was there for the early part of Reagan's first term. Actually, almost the whole first term, 80 through 84. And I was there through 83. And I could tell you things were not much different then. They hated Reagan. They called him a loser. They called him a dummy. They called him ignorant. They called him stupid. They called him a racist. They called him anti-gay. I don't think we had the word Islamophobe in those days. I don't think anybody cared one way or the other about whether you were Muslim or not. But every other word, sexist, every other word that they called Trump was in play against Reagan. Not much has changed. So thank you, Alan Dershowitz, for enlightening us and reminding me of what it was like for Reagan in those days. The average person, though, didn't hear that kind of vitriol, that kind of left-wing vitriol, because the average person didn't go to Columbia University like I did, and you'd spend your time around extreme liberal losers. But today, it's expanded. It's in the media every second of every day. They didn't have the cojones to do that in the media in those days, but I heard it from liberals. More good impeachment news. State attorney generals urged the Senate to reject impeachment. 21 attorney generals have come forward with a blistering rebuke of impeachment of Trump, asserting it establishes a dangerous precedent. These are all, of course, Republican attorney generals. It's quite amazing how the nation is so divided. I mentioned in an interview on my radio show earlier today with Fran Coombs, the managing partner of Rasmussen Reports, that a fellow pollster, Pew, just came out with a poll, a study, where they found that we are the most divided our country has ever been. And that the 10 worst years for this division in the history of America are the last 10 years that included George W. Bush, Obama, and now Trump. And the three worst years were the three Trump years, the three worst years in the history of America for people hating each other's guts and having no ability to compromise are the 3 years with Trump. And I agree. I agree. That's where we're at. We're close to civil war. This is right up there with like 1860, right? We're on the precipice, sadly, of a civil war because there can be no compromise. None. None. Zero. So I guarantee you every Democrat attorney general in America says, it's beautiful that we're impeaching Trump. And after he's impeached, he should go to prison. And every Republican attorney general is saying, no, this has to be rejected. Here's what they say. If not, expressly repudiated by the Senate, the theories animating both articles will set a precedent that is entirely contrary to the framers' design and ruinous to the most important government structure protections contained in our Constitution, the separation of powers. In other words, you can't let a Democrat House try and destroy a Republican, undo a popular vote election. You can't. So here's what Trump said. Another great line from my president. Impeachment-weary Trump tees off on sleazebags Nadler and Schiff, saying he'd love to attend the trial. President Trump slammed the impeachment managers prosecuting the case against him as sleazebags during a press conference at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. That was today. While saying he'd love to attend the ongoing Senate trial back home. He said, I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great? Sit right there in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces, and I'd love to do it. The president joked the press should not keep talking about his possible attendance, or you may convince me to do it. Wouldn't that be great? Trump went on to slam the House impeachment managers, Schiff and Nadler. First of all, Jerry Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that. Schiff acts like he's so aggrieved. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He's a liar and a fraud. These are major sleazebags. Total hoax. Go get him, President Trump. Love it. Next is a message from my sponsor, Dr. Joe Williams. We love our sponsors. They make this show possible. We got a new one coming up starting on Monday, February 3rd. But you want to listen to Dr. Joe Williams. If you're a guy and you have thinning hair, this guy could change your life right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, it is a political show, but it's also a news show, so I want to mention the Chinese mysterious virus out there. The death toll jumps to 17. And China decides to quarantine a city of 11 million as Hong Kong confirms a second case of this coronavirus, they call it. So China's trying to contain the outbreak, but it could be affecting the world. The CDC just confirmed the first U.S. case of the deadly China virus. Where was that? In Seattle. A diagnosis of that virus in Seattle. And United States Senator Tom Cotton urges the Trump administration to consider banning travel from China over the coronavirus. This could become an incredible pandemic, and we all have to keep an eye on it. That's all. Just thought I'd mention that. Four bombshells revealed in Peter Schweitzer's new book, Profiles in Courage. It's, of course, a huge bestseller. Everybody wants to get their hands on this book, which shows you Profiles in Corruption. I think it's obviously patterned on Profiles in Courage. And this is about, you know, politicians who have no courage. They're creeps. They're out to rip off the taxpayers. And that's been my contention now for how many years? 3 years on national TV with Newsmax. Almost celebrating our third-year anniversary. It's coming up in just about 60 days or so. And all I've talked about on this show, besides Trump is great, here's his accomplishments, Democrats are insane, here's the craziest things they've said. They want to turn us all into communist, socialist, Marxists. But the third thing I always do is I talk about the fact that politicians are corrupt. They don't go into politics because they want to make $175,000 a year. I realize the average American, that's a lot of money. Trust me when I tell you, that's peanuts. Trust me when I tell you, they go into politics because while they're making $175,000, they're steering $100 million government contracts. And they're getting insider stock information. And they're making their relatives worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And then those relatives probably kick back a large portion of it to them in some Cayman Island bank account. That's what politics is about. And so four bombshells revealed in Peter Schweitzer's Profiles in Corruption. Number one, James Biden's firm. James Biden is the younger brother of Joe Biden. And his firm received $1.5 billion in government contracts despite having no experience during the Obama administration. Isn't that amazing? $1.5 billion. Do you ever get $1.5 billion? No. Frank Biden, number two, is the former vice president's youngest brother. And he's linked to projects receiving millions in taxpayer loans from the Obama administration. Can you finish the sentence for me? Despite having no experience. And now we come to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's firm scored business deals with people and entities tied to the governments of Russia, China, and Pakistan. And those deals scored him hundreds of millions of dollars, also with no prior experience. He doesn't have to do anything. The only reason he's being hired is because his name is Biden and because his father was vice president of the United States. And his father is steering the deals to him. And finally, number four, Elizabeth Warren's son-in-law, with whom she's close, produced a film backed by the Iranian government. No wonder they are against Trump. No wonder the Democrat Party and its leaders all believe in the Iran treaty. No wonder they gave Iran $150 billion plus interest that Iran didn't even ask for and gave in on every point that Iran wanted. Because somebody's getting rich. They have massive conflicts of interest. And by the way, this film, trying to find the actual words, here it is. Here it is. The film's called The Song of Sparrows. And the film credits read like a who's who of prominent Iranian government institutions. And there's actually a thank you to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Air Force. It just doesn't get any worse than that. The American politicians on the Democrat side are compromised and corrupted. Simple as that. And believe me when I tell you, there's plenty of corrupt Republicans too. All these politicians are dirty. Dirty. All right. Florida voters reject impeachment and back Trump in a new poll. Good news. They're not fooling anybody. Democrats aren't fooling anybody. It's very clear they got nothing on Trump. It's very clear they're trying to impeach the guy for asking questions about another guy's crimes while they elect the other guy president of the United States who committed the crimes. So it's good that Florida voters are on Trump's team. Let's get the numbers here. Should President Trump be removed from office? Because, again, remember, Florida is the most important state in the United States. Most states are automatically all blue, no matter what you do, or all red, no matter what you do. But Florida, the way that Florida goes, is the way we win or lose the election. So among all Florida voters, should Trump be removed from office? 52% say no, don't remove him. 43% say remove him. So it's a 9-point in favor. Now keep in mind, I haven't seen the numbers of this poll. I'm willing to bet it's not likely voters, it's registered voters, which means if you did the Rasmussen style of polling and you only polled likely voters, I'll bet you it would be a 20-point margin. And you also know there's a certain amount of Trump voters who never speak to pollsters or who will never admit they're for Trump. Also, in head-to-head matchups, Trump beats Biden, Trump beats Warren, Trump beats Bloomberg, Trump beats Mayor Pete, all beaten in Florida. Good news. All right, before we say goodnight, thanks to all the cops, thanks to all the military, thanks to the active duty, thanks to the vets, and stay tuned for the message from My Doctor Suggests. It's cold and flu season, and they got the answer. I don't get sick because of My Doctor Suggests, and neither should you. Stay tuned for the message for one of my favorite sponsors in the world right now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.